And there was a firefight!
Why did you touch me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, episode 22. I'm Tim.
I'm Lou.
I'm Hakeem.
Hakeem.
I thought that was Leander with a hat on.
Nope.
No.
Surprise. It's really Hakeem.
With a beard.
Whoa.
Yup.
Hakeem's who we call when one of our regulars is unavailable.
I think he was you last time.
He was you last time.
I heard you, yeah. He did well.
I was confused. I don't know anything about comics.
That's why you're naturally the replacement.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You ask the tough questions.
Yeah, that's good, that's good.
Hard-boiled questions. These comic books, they read left to right, correct? Yes, correct.
I've been reading this one backwards the entire time. I'm gonna close now.
I thought it was adorable.
I was like, why is there a Brooklyn Net on the front?
That's weird that they would do that. Good advertising for the Brooklyn Nets.
Darren Williams.
How much does it cost to get a front page cover on a comic book?
Millions.
Well, Lego did it, right? I mean, they had the Lego variants. That's
true.
Technically advertisement.
No, you're absolutely right.
Wait, they had Lego what?
Lego variants, where they would have, like, if it was Superman book, it'd be a Lego mini-mate version of Superman.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like Superman.
Variants are really cool, but there's a million of them every month, and it definitely gets overwhelming. But that is something that's cool. It's like, hey, if you like Legos, this is for you.
Cool.
I'll put one of those for me one time. I was trying to get the Infinity covers. I was like, if you can get variants, because I love the Infinity, because it was John Hickman.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, just pull any variant covers you got. And there was like a Lego one in there, and I was like, what the fuck is this? But okay.
Was it the one, it was a parody of like an old X-Men book. Did it have Cap on the cover and Wolverine?
I think it had Wolverine.
Wolverine. I have one of the Lego ones from around, I think it was from Infinity, and it's a parody of an old Jim Lee cover, and it has, like, Black Widow, Cap, and Wolverine on it, and I love that issue, that real issue, so I'm like, I need this Lego variant.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I think my my one band's thinking about getting, like, our band photo is just going to be renderings of us as Lego people. So.
That's amazing.
Nice. That's a really good idea.
So hopefully that happens.
Well, I'll go into the pluggy stuff first. We're on YouTube, I'm on Twitter, we're on iTunes, our website, capesandscalespodcast.com. You can email us at capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com, and we are on just about everything that you can get a podcast downloaded from. And if we're not, you email us. You tell me what to do, and I'll get us there. Damn it.
Yeah.
Lou, tell me about that flyer.
All right, got a show coming up, my band High Council. Some heavy metal.
Now, don't tell us the other band names yet.
All right, I won't tell you these other band names.
Not yet.
But I'll tell you where and when the show is.
All right.
It's at Jack's Twin Bar, which is the birthplace of rock and roll.
Sure.
Do you know why it's the birthplace of rock and roll?
Because Springsteen played there.
No. No. So rock close. And roll is older than Springsteen, pal.
I just figured he was a cog in the machine.
Elvis played there.
Even
the
older.
The Beatles played there.
Elvis predates the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the oldest one I can think of.
It was Bill Haley and the Comets.
Oh, wow. Mm. All right.
But there's probably, look, I'm going to be honest with you, there's probably maybe like 50 bars that are the birthplace of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was probably like whoever Bill Haley and the Comets ripped off of.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever ripped off of that guy, and going back to probably, like, everywhere. So they all started at some crappy bar somewhere.
Sure.
Not that this bar's crappy, this bar's cool. But the other ones might be crappy, I don't know. I haven't been there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's 200 South Broadway in Gloucester City, New Jersey. And the show is July 2nd, and it starts at 7 p.m.
And we will be there.
Yeah.
Cheering Lou on.
You better be there.
Unless we forget. But we'll be there. So I really enjoy your band.
So there's other bands there also, and they're metal bands. So in traditional metal style, their band names are unreadable on this flyer. So we'll see if Hakeem can figure out who's playing this show with us.
All right.
I've got one out of the three.
I got Gibberige. Or I think if you tilt it downward...
It's like a magic eye puzzle.
Safer Fest. And then the third one is... Oh, this actually, I think I got this one. Wild Run.
All right, that's
Did I nail that one? The last one? Or it's...
Gibberige.
Wild Run? I don't know the third one.
Okay, you're pretty close. You're pretty close in the last one. It's Wilder Run.
Wilder Run. See, I was close.
You were really close.
I don't know about that one, though.
Safer. What'd you call this?
Saferige?
Oh, there's another one above it. Piotr Walm? like Peter Baelish?
I almost spit my coffee out.
Or it could be Petherbaum.
Okay, so...
Which are great band names, by the way.
Petherbaum, Gibberige. No, it is actually... This one's Aether Realm.
Aether Realm. I was... all right.
Someone else said it was Peter Payne or something.
I could see that.
I mean, the font choice is horrible.
Oh, that was Paul. He was like... Well, no, this is a thing. When you're in a metal band, you want your band name as illegible as possible.
But how does anyone know whose music it is?
They
then?
Just know.
Do they say their names a lot in the song?
No.
Okay.
You just know. Just look at
somebody
this.
Buys the shirt at the show,
yeah.
And then they study the shirt, and then they just know.
Can you just, like, bend over backwards and let me see it from an angle?
Yeah, you gotta, like, put it under a black light. But, oh, and this one, okay, so it's Aether Realm, Subterfuge, and Wilder Run. So,
Subterfuge was the one I got, but it looks a lot like Squeegee.
I mean, your band name is very legible, though.
Comparatively, yeah. But the heavier your band is, like the more, you know, the darker and heavier it is, the more illegible the name is.
I feel like your name is the best name out of all of them, because how I counsel, I envision, like, awesome elves, maybe like Lord of the Rings, Elrond in there, some Gimli, and you guys are just jamming real hard on Axis.
We were coming kind of from the Star Trek, where we were kind of thinking, like, you know, the Klingon High Council.
All right, never mind, sci-fi.
So, but same general idea, you know, we're not as heavy as... at least these guys here.
Mm-hmm. Are they more death metal-y? Were you more...
Subterfuge is like a straight-up technical death metal band. Okay. So, you know, they're like very
heavy. Their logo suggests as much.
Yeah, because they have the heaviest logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Aether Realm is kind of like a mix between death metal and folk metal. They're really good. They're actually on tour from North Carolina. And then... Wilder Run is touring with them. I think they're from Boston, and they're like clean vocals, folk metal. So,
okay.
And then we're just
because their emblem's really clean.
Yeah, so we're like more traditional heavy metal. So, it's a good mix. It's a good mix of stuff.
Very cool. So make sure you go to Jack's Twin Bar and you check out Lou on the big stage.
And Tim, because he'll be there.
And it's nickel beers. Nickel beers, guys.
Nickel beers.
Offer not valid in any state ever.
Code word birthplace of rock and roll.
Hashtag nickel beers.
Oh, you mad_dog_tim on Twitter needs to retweet this flyer.
Sure, I'll do that.
When we're done.
I can do that. That's done.
Does it open up?
Does what?
Is it like a book? Or no?
What, the flyer?
No, it's just a...
I thought it was another page.
Behold, children, the tale of a metal show in New Jersey.
That would be great. You need little booklets. That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah,
I
just
need to make money first.
No.
Then we'll get...
No.
No?
Nobody does this for money.
No.
Not for money, but it costs money. You know, flyers don't grow in trees, man. You go to the metal flyer tree and just pick them off.
Man, we gotta make a metal flyer tree.
Well, there's
first.
A thing called a printer, and it's almost a metal flyer tree.
Yeah, but you gotta put money in a printer to make it work. The trees are free.
Yeah, I guess. Unless you go to the public library, 10 cents is cool.
Yeah, even the library charges you.
Yeah, 10 cents.
Paid for the a library card.
If anybody needs the money, it's the library.
Yes.
Go to the library over to like a Staples, okay?
Help the library. They're even carrying graphic novels. They're just like, please, we'll take anything.
Someone love us.
Like my dad. Did I tell you about this? That my dad is on a waiting list at the library to get the next season of Boardwalk Empire.
He's on a waiting list?
Yeah. Man's got two pensions from the government. And he's like, yeah, I can't wait to see season three of Boardwalk Empire.
I would just love to give him my HBO Go information.
I just, okay. I'm like,
just do that for him.
I'm like, Dad, you've worked hard your entire life. Just get HBO, man. Like, you can afford it. He was 13th on the waiting list.
Oh, my God.
So there's 12 other people who are like, can't just get someone's HBO Go password.
Number 11 is going to lose the DVD.
Yeah.
He's going to be over.
Scratch it off and he's on the season finale and it just skips. No. He's like, why did I go to the library? Yeah,
I think we should watch it with your dad and have him review it on the podcast.
That would be good.
That would be wonderful.
He's got a lot of opinions.
Just like his boy.
Yeah. That's what I should probably get him for Father's Day.
HBO?
Like the
I'll just pick everyone off on the waiting list at the library. I was like, my old man needs a bump.
This is for my old man.
I don't even know I was on the waiting list.
I just asked for everything.
Yeah. Like one of everything each. At the library, please.
It's like all the employees at the library, all these old women, and you just take them out, and then nobody runs the library, so it closes.
The
so
library no, but I go nobody to notices, hot chicks.
Because no one goes to the library, so no one knows if anyone's running it or not.
Dude, I spend about 15 hours of my week in a library.
No, really?
Yes,
You're the one guy?
I'm sitting here trying not to say anything. Yeah, 15 hours.
You have to say it. You have to.
Well, the kids I work with, you know, they don't really have computers at home, so I take them to the library to do their work. And also, I don't want to be at their home, so right. I take them out. And plus, like, the library that I go to, I'm not going to say which one it is, has a lot of attractive chicks that I stare at.
Then why wouldn't you say that? Why don't we plug the library, man?
Nah, I mean, like, I go there.
He doesn't want all these creepy guys downloading podcasts.
I look like a creep all the time, dude. I'm a super creepy-looking dude, and then I feel like they're going to notice that, and then I'm going to be kicked out of the library. I always come in there with kids, might make some phone calls to the authorities.
Are you kidding? That library is so happy to have anyone
in it. Dude, that library is the most exciting library I've ever been to. Dude, there's, like, dogs. Like, on Tuesdays, I'll be hanging out there, and out of nowhere, you know, I feel something smelling me. I'm all excited. Think it's a human being. Oh. It's a dog. It's a dog. They have an awesome program. I think it's called, like, Pals or something like that. It's, like, I can't remember the actual name because it would be an awesome plug. But it's these people who bring their dogs in that are super friendly to the library, and little children who have reading disabilities come read to the dogs. And it's really weird because, like, the two kids that I worked with were 6 and 7, and they were horrible at reading, and they hated reading, but when the dogs came around, they were like, I want to read to the dogs! And it was pretty much me reading to the dogs for the kids, but, you know,
hey, whatever
it's a good idea, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
So there's always different activities. They have Lego Day there. They have a big screen TV with an Xbox on there. Whatever games you want to play, you can get on there.
See, that's my problem with the
Minecraft
library.
Downloadable at every computer, and there's, like, 20 computers there.
That's what the library has to do to get people to...
Yeah.
They gotta have an Xbox and Minecraft.
Yeah, 100% Minecraft.
Okay, libraries are different than what I remember them.
I mean, I've been to like 5 in the area, and that's the only good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like an arcade, kind of.
It's really cool.
But you have to be quiet.
No, that's the best part.
What?
That is the best part about this library.
Dude, you're blowing my mind.
And I don't have a good inside voice. No one yells at me ever. My kids run around like maniacs. One time I brought this 4-year-old in there, and he just ran around slapping every key on every like computer there. No one batted an eye. Everyone was cool. They had vending machines. It's great. It's a good time. Go in there, get some snacks.
It's crazy.
Dude, we gotta go to the library.
I saw this one kid come in with a giant bag of like Ruffles and then dip and just sit there and just eat his Ruffles and dip and play Minecraft. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I was super surprised with this
got
library.
Got my Ruffles, got my dip.
Yep.
Ready for
to the library.
To the library.
That's great. Well, I've been going to the library at my college because I'm back in school.
And what college is that?
That's Rowan. I'll give them a plug.
I'm a Rowan alumni as well. I applied for a job there. Probably not going to get it.
Ooh, where'd you apply?
I applied to be a media specialist for a certain department there. I would just go, you know, videotape all their events, put it on their YouTube, run their social media, and do a little bit of recruiting.
Well, that sounds like a fun
thing. Yeah, I mean, I would love to get it, but, you know, it's funny because my degree is from Rowan, and it's in TV and film, so I'm like, if you don't pick me, saying something about you guys did you guys did this to yourself, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you guys taught me this shit. Just give me a chance. Put me in, coach. It'd be cool if they, like,
you graduated. It's like, hire me, or I'm going to tell everyone that RTF is bullshit.
I'd be like, that was a whole bunch of bullshit there. You know, they wouldn't even hire me, and I had the degree from them. It's a fucked up world we live in today.
We got a lot on the line here, Rowan. Better listen up.
Yeah. If you're out there.
We're going to get a threatening letter.
Don't say my last name.
Oh, well, we're going to get a couple, because I've just been going to the library. I'm trying to get the most out of my tuition, so I've just been borrowing movies. No, I haven't been stealing books. I've been stealing movies. I borrow the movies, and I download them onto my computer, and then I return them.
Good. You deserve it.
Yeah, I do.
The amount of money they make you pay. And then they have a freaking highway going through the middle of a fucking college.
Yeah.
That's super annoying.
But
fucking Rowan.
But damned if I don't have every Harry Potter on my hard drive. Thank you, higher education.
Extended editions.
No, not even extended editions. No, just like when it first comes out, like the very cheapest version that no one actually wants to buy. They're like, all right, we'll get this one.
Damn it. It's actually bootleg.
The DVD case is like particle board that like clips together.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just printed out pictures and shoved them in.
Yes,
there.
You're not joking. That's really
low resolution black and white pictures.
But that's fine.
Is this Harry Potter?
I can't tell.
I was going to say, as long as it's free, but it's not free because I pay thousands of dollars in quote-unquote college fees, university fees.
The best is it took me an extra 2 years after I graduated to get my degree because I thought it got mailed to my home. Because I'm originally from northern New Jersey, so I assumed my degree was just there. And you don't really need your paper degree for anything unless someone asks for it or mm-hmm. you want to frame it, which I don't really care about because I didn't even walk. And I'm sitting there one day, and I apply for this new job, and they're like, we want to see your degree. And I'm like, all right, cool, call my grandma. Grandma, you got my degree? What degree? I'm like, oh, shit, dude. So I go to Rowan, and apparently for the last 3 years, I haven't got state tax because they've been taking money out because I owed them $500 in parking fees because I never bought a parking thing, and I parked in the teacher's lots. Oh, and I just threw away all the tickets because I was like, fuck them. I'm out of here. But they held my degree, so I had to pay it. But by the time I went and paid it, they already took 3 years worth of state taxes out, so I only owed them $200.
Wow. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
And you get to park where the teachers park.
Yeah, I park wherever I want.
Oh, man, that happened to me at Rutgers, because I went to Rutgers, and actually, it didn't even happen to me. It happened to my brother. My brother illegally parked, driving my dad's car, which was never registered to me or anything, and he got tickets.
Yeah.
And then they withheld my transcript. Because my brother was driving my dad's car and parked illegally. Damn. So he called pretending to be me.
Yeah.
And he was like, I haven't seen my brother in years. I hate that guy. Why are you charging? And they were like, you got to pay it.
Damn. Like,
merciless.
Wow.
They don't care. They go after your
family. They nickel and dime you.
They go after your kids.
They punch your dog.
They would. If my dog
had income.
If my dog had graduated from Rutgers, which is probably possible. they would have withheld his transcripts.
We're not making any friends in higher education right now.
Nope.
Taking no prisoners.
And in fact, just don't go to college at all.
We're just educating you here. Don't
go
worry
to college.
Drop out and sell hot dogs.
Yeah. Everybody loves hot
dogs.
Don't
go to college.
Vegetarians and
get a library card and teach yourself everything.
There it is. Go to the library.
For the cost of $3.
Yeah, if that.
And apparently with today's modern...
Wait, time out. You had to pay for a library card?
Back in the last time I had a library card, which I think was 06, I went to the Gloucester City Library and paid $3.
Is it because you... Is that a part of the Gloucester County library system?
No, that's Gloucester City.
Oh, so because... Did you live in Gloucester City?
I did.
And they still made you pay $3?
I think it cost like $3 to print the card.
Fuck that library.
I can give them $3. I feel like that's okay.
I mean, like, I got my library card for free.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
When you're in there bringing people in.
I'm in there grinding, you know. I'm in there using their computer, their Wi-Fi, put my feet up on stuff, getting
you're
comfy.
You're like bringing more people into that library.
Yeah, that library is the shit, dude.
But
now if it was a topless library.
Now you're on to something.
Now I'm on to something here.
I feel like that's
everything
the way
in
it's
the library
going.
Is Braille.
Yeah. And it's always on the bottom shelf. Can you get me that book? My back hurts.
Boy.
But you don't
all those
need
old
to.
Women.
Yeah.
Topless.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't
sagging
think
and bragging.
If we got libraries with computers, Xbox, couches, and maybe some books somewhere. Like, oh, yeah, what do you couches. Need college for? Because all you do, all the average undergrad kid in college does is play video games anyway.
Yeah.
So just go do it at the library. And then, like, if you want to read a book for, like, 10 minutes a night, which is probably the average amount of work you do, there you go.
Or listen to an audiobook while you play video games.
Oh, my God.
Fucking genius.
I love audiobooks.
Yeah, me too. I listened to Dance with Dragons. It took me tons of time to listen to it, but I listened to it when I drove around, and it was cool because the guy who did the voice, who read it, he did voices for every single character, so it's really funny to hear him try to, it's an older British guy, try to do like a little child's voice, especially a female child. It's hilarious. Because
I've heard some other ones where it's like a male reading it, and he'll just do his voice for the female
This guy's like well known, apparently. He did the Harry Potter audiobooks, which I listened to as well. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he's great. I don't know his fucking name, though.
Audiobooks are great.
Yeah,
they're really people cool. need to get into it.
100%.
Especially if you don't have time to actually sit down in a quiet place and read.
Yeah.
Like the library.
Like the library.
That's true, man. I read. I'm such a bad reader. I mean, you know this. I barely even read comics, but I finished a book.
I finished a book. Yeah?
I got it for Christmas. I just finished it last week. Terrible.
What was the book?
It was called Console Wars. Which is...
I heard about that book.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll review it. Maybe we'll do it.
I would love to listen to that, yeah.
Review. Well, we'll do it today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sweet. Well, if we're going to do that, let's get into it then. Let's get it moving.
First caller.
Caller, you're on the air. It's funny, you told me to mute it and I didn't. I said it never rings.
But then I asked you if it was muted and you told me it was. So then you lied about it.
I did.
It's probably the library. They know I'm here.
They're like, we heard that shit, man.
You owe us 45 cents.
It's Rowan, though, if we considered.
Your audiobook's overdue.
Yeah, you owe us 45 cents per day now.
I'm glad you didn't have an answering machine that's like, hello, please leave a message. And then you have to wait while they hang up. Because no one leaves a message.
Do you want to mute that now, just in case?
Nope.
All right, cool.
No, just
cool.
Keep it rolling.
No, fuck it.
Second caller,
you're on the air with Lou and Hakeem. So, Hakeem, before we get into this, you, my friend, have a podcast you're going
to
do.
Yeah, a buddy of mine moved to North Carolina, and we spent a lot of time on the phone chatting, like 14-year-old girls, and it's pretty funny shit, at least we think it is. So we decided just to do that as a podcast. So we don't talk to each other on the phone anymore. We wait till Sundays, and we're going to start recording it this Sunday.
Nice.
Super excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
and guess where you can hear that podcast?
The NSA headquarters.
No, don't say that. Oh, my God, dude. My name is Hakeem. I have a beard, and I have an Arabic tattoo. And the last time I was out of the country was in an Arabic country in 2011. Do not talk about the NSA with me around.
Oh, man.
They will come in this bitch so quick. Do you want to be waterboarded?
We gotta edit that out.
Yeah. What's the other shit they do? They
I kind of do want to be
fucking electric to your nipples or some shit.
Just watch Taken 1.
Yeah, watch Taken.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right here on Capes and Scowls.
That was the answer.
You heard it here first.
NSA.
Hakeem will be on Capes and Scowls doing his podcast.
Yeah, if somebody wants to listen.
And if you don't want to listen, just let me know. I'll take this fucker right off.
Don't tell him that.
All right, let's get into it. Marvel, Comixology, and Amazon are expanding their online comic library. The deal is going to put 12,000... 000-